علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are talking about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 192nd sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the fact that the prophets and messengers كانوا أقواما مستضعفين. They were groups of people, they were belonging to the مستضعف. They belonged to the lower class of the people. They were humble, they were concerned with the difficulties and the problems of the people of the lower class. And we were trying to explain the fact that we want to kind of break this false idea, this materialistic thinking that is there in the people, that revolutions and social change are caused by people that have suffered, for example, some level of social trauma and political trauma, and they are the ones that can bring about social change. This is basically a materialistic way of thinking. It's a type of social determinism that some Marxists believe and some socialists adhere to. This is completely irrelevant to Islam. Islam doesn't believe in that. Islam believes that every human being has the capacity to have that revolutionary spirit as long as he understands the needs that are there in the society of a human being and what he needs to achieve.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we talked about the fact that the prophets and messengers كانوا أقواماً مستضعفين. They were groups that were belonging to the lower class of the people. We need to understand carefully what this means, very, very deeply, because we want to understand the logic of revolutionary thinking. To understand the logic of revolutionary thinking is very important for us to break and dismantle those wrong notions that are there in our minds that have materialistic understanding of revolutionary change. And of course, the prophets and messengers came for that. They came for revolutionary change. So we need to break and dismantle this materialistic infrastructure of thought in our minds. We need to bring about a new monotheistic way of thinking so that we can explain these revolutions and these changes. And monotheistic thinking tells us that a human being, wherever he is, and whatever class or position of the society that he has come from or has originated from, as long as he is bearing that human spirit and that connection with God, he can bring about the social change that is required in the society. If you notice the capitalists, they say, no, you have to be having capital. You have to have that high level of money and wealth to be able to create that change that is required in the society. While on the other hand, the socialists say that, no, you have to come from the downtrodden and weaker position of the society to be able to, you know, bring about the change that is needed in the society. Islam breaks all these barriers and says that every human being has that capacity. Every human being from whatever background they are in the material sense have that capacity. As long as they bear that revolutionary spirit, they carry with them that revolutionary thinking, they understand the position of a human being and where a human being can achieve. This insistence that we are giving in this particular point is to make us realize that all those who have the revolutionary thinking should have the right logical understanding that Islam has to offer, and not to be confined by the thoughts and the theories of the Western or Eastern, scholarship.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, coming back to our discussion, we said that the prophets and messengers, they lived a humble life. This also needs to be clarified, that Islam doesn't say that the leader of the community or the society, of Muslim society needs to completely leave all of those that lifestyle that he is in, and for example, live the lifestyle of the downtrodden people of the society that he lives. For example, he should be laboring or doing hard work of that sort. For example, carrying things or doing that hard labor in the society. Not necessarily. Islam doesn't say that you need to be able to do that to be able to be the leader of a revolutionary thought. No. Islam just says one thing, and that is that to carry that spirit of revolutionarism and to be able to live a lifestyle, a humble lifestyle of lack of attachment to the world, a lifestyle where you understand the needs of the people and of the community, where you can maintain a revolutionary stance and can be together with the people in understanding their problems, and even be able to leave all of those material amenities to be able to serve the community. That is the requirement for revolutionary guidance in the community. But to say that, for example, to have that materialistic thinking, to say that, no, that the leader of the revolution has to, for example, be one of the workers of the community, the lower class workers of the community, let us say. And he has to be, for example, be able to be from the poorest families of the community. This is something of a materialistic thinking. Yes, a messenger could come from those places, could also come from another class of the society. This does not contradict with the revolutionary spirit and the humble attitude that is required for a messenger. This thinking is important so that we can clarify the revolutionary stance that is required by us as Muslims. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه